Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part two of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to minister the Word. Father, we thank you, and I thank you personally for people that are hungry for the Word. I thank you, Lord, that everyone in the building today has ears to hear and hearts to receive what the Spirit of God would speak. Father, I ask that the Word of God will be as you said it was, sharper than any two-edged sword. It will divide asunder spirit and soul, meaning that it will touch people today, Father, and change their lives. That it will put a mark upon their heart and their life that they'll never forget, Father. That you'll break through with revelation today by the Holy Spirit, enlightening our minds and our understanding, Father. I pray that you reveal everything to every person that has need today in the areas they need today. Father, I thank you that the Word of God is not dead, but it's alive, Father. That it's God-breathed, it's living, and that it's in this place today, Father. I thank you as we yield a course to the Holy, yield the service to the Holy Spirit that He can have free course to move in any shape, form, or fashion that He desires, to do what He wants to do, Father, to teach what He wants to teach, Lord. We yield ourselves in obedience, and we pray that you will bring out and speak through my lips and think through my mind, that I'll speak as an oracle of God, Father. For we don't need to hear from me today, Father, but we desire to hear from you, and I yield myself to you to be used for that purpose. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Praise God. We're studying on how to handle adversity. You know, a nice common way to say that is how to deal with problems. You know, it's real fancy how to handle adversity, but it's how to deal with problems. Some people may think they don't have any adversity, but do you have problems? Well, this same thing will work for you. I don't care what kind of problems we're talking about. You can talk about marital problems, talk about financial problems, talk about emotional problems, social problems, any kind of problems, problems with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, or problems with lack of studying in school, or not getting the right grades in school, or not being on the team, or any kind of problem. This is how to handle it. Number one, we covered for a long time last week. Point number one was prayer. Pray first. Take it to God. Some of you may not even believe God exists, but He does. And He'll reveal Himself to you if you take the time to talk to Him. Just go on your own. You don't have to let anybody see you. You go somewhere in what we call your prayer closet, someplace where you can be alone, and you just reach out and you talk to God and say, God, if you're real, I need you to reveal yourself to me. This is what I need. I'm believing you for this. And you pray it with an honest, open heart. And God will communicate with you. But don't wait till they get down to the end, like the doctor said, when people had done everything, spent all their money, and then they said, well, there's nothing to do now but pray. Should have prayed first. Could have saved a whole lot of money and a whole lot of heartache and a whole lot of headache. Pray continually without ceasing, we study. Now, point number two on how to handle adversity is promises. Handle the adversity of the problems that come to you by locating and believing and speaking a promise in the Word of God that concerns that. Now think about it. This is something to do. This is not something I'm just telling you. This is something to do. If you've got a problem, take it to God in prayer. But don't stop there. Go on and start looking, reading, searching the Word of God for a promise that covers your adversity or your problem. In other words, go looking for the answer. Don't just pray and leave it at that like so many Christians do. That's not enough. Praying is good, but if you ain't gonna do anything, nothing's gonna happen. But now that you prayed, let's go search the Word. And you wanna say, look, my promise is concerning finances. So let me look up wealth, money, rubles, whatever they use in the Bible for money. Let me look that up. You start studying those scriptures, and the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what God says about that area you're believing for. You will, in your study, go through the promises, and you'll grab the one and say, that's the one right there. Now I can get in faith, because faith requires the Word of God or the will of God to be known. You can't be in faith just because you want to believe for something. You can't be in faith till you have the word of God, till you have the promise, till you have the scripture. I am standing on this scripture, knowing without a doubt that God said this, therefore I'm now in faith. But you're not in faith sitting there saying, well, I think the preacher said that's okay. Or God seems like a nice fella. I think he would do that. None of that gets you in faith because you don't know it's the word or not. Your doubt of whether it's the word, your doubt, not your faith, but your doubt was what will keep you out of faith. You can't be in doubt about it. You have to know that God said it, that it's in the Bible, that I've interpreted right. I understand it properly. That's what it says. Then you can take that promise. To get you out of that problem, you can stand on it, begin to speak it, begin to exercise it in what? Then you're in faith. And faith is what will move the hand of God, and faith is what will get the adversary out of the way. Faith is what will overcome that adversity or that problem.
Joy of Faith Christian Center is hosting Tom Scarella for an outpouring meeting on Sunday, October 6th at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School. Tom and Susie Scarella literally traveled the world with the message of revival, passion, and the power of God. In the last 4 years, God has used them to raise over 400 lame from wheelchairs, crutches, braces, and canes. God moves powerfully through them as they preach the uncompromising, saving grace of Jesus Christ with miracles following. To learn more about Scarella Ministries, log on to www.scarella.com. Be a part of this special outpouring meeting at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, October 6th at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School, 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida.
So now you've gotten from just praying and talking to God about it to getting into the Word, locating where the answer is, to standing on that answer. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 4 reads as follows. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Grace and peace be multiplied through knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now hang on to that. That's good, but it gets better. We're going to take a look in the Amplified Bible at that same verses. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Now listen to this carefully. May grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you. Now, I've got to read that again. That's a lot to swallow. May grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Now that sounds a little bit more. That's a little bit more. It's talking about the perfect, precise knowledge of God. There's that epignosis again, not just gnosis, knowledge of God, but epignosis. The Amplified brings out that that word epignosis is saying the precise, correct, full, personal, experiential knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence or virtue. By means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers, partakers of the divine nature. Now, what it's saying here is that through the promises of God, those precious, great, and wonderful promises of God, we can be partakers of the life of God or the divine nature of God or the peace of God. Now, I like the way they said that peace, getting away from all the agitation, getting away from all the problems, getting away from all the adversity. Overcoming the adversity, overcoming the problem, and being able to continue walking in the light of the Word of God. But that comes from what? The promises. Locating the promise. Getting a hold of, understanding, meditating, reciting, and speaking the promises. As you hear enough teaching about this, you should begin to see a pattern of things you need to do every time the devil pops his head up to smack it back down. You need to get that committed to the back of your memory. He gets in your finances, you know what to do to get up and smack it back down. Because as you maintain your testimony, as you maintain the blessings of God in your life, they stay there and they are there as you maintain them there. Because at any time there's somebody seeking about, the devil, it tells us in 1 Peter, he's roaming about seeking whom he can devour. Now, he can't devour everybody, but there are some whom he can devour. And those are the ignorant whoms. And we're talking about Christians. The people in the world, they're already, he can devour them at any time because they're so duped. They believe half stuff they do is, it's okay. But Christians run around, it's okay too. And they ought to know better because they know the promise and the word of God telling them, hey, I've got to do this like this to get this stuff straight in my life and to keep it straight. And if I do that and I maintain the victory by keeping my flesh under and if I keep my flesh under, I've got the devil under because he's only appealing to your flesh to get you to agree with doing the wrong thing. So if you keep the flesh under, you've already kept the devil under because he's going to work through your flesh. He's going to work through the lust of your flesh, lust of your eyes and the pride of life. He's going to work through all that. Those are all there is in the world, those three things for him to work through. If you keep your flesh under, you can keep him under. Now, you get a hold of the promise. You see what you can do. Forget about what any preacher said does not line up with the word of God. Forget about what your mama said if it don't line up with the word of God. Forget about what your uncle, your cousins, the TV evangelists, whatever they say, forget about it if it doesn't line up with the word of God. Because God is the power source behind all this. And if you listen to somebody telling you because it sounds more reasonable the way they're saying it, but they're not saying it, they're not showing you it in the Bible, then there's no power behind what they're saying. And remember, it's the power that's necessary. You've got to obtain the promise. You've got to get in the Word. It takes time, especially if you're not familiar with your Bible. The more familiar you are with the Word, the quicker you can find it. Or the more sermons you've heard that taught the Word, the quicker you remember it. And some things you just know in your spirit is there, but you want to get it. You want to get it. You want to find it. You want to look at it. You want to say that's it. And if it's something that's persisting, you want to put it up on the wall so you can see it. Because you need that to keep you strong in faith to overcome the problem, to overcome the adversity. You need that.
Today's message has been part two of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community